Hello, everyone. I am Warren Chan, head of ISS Asia ex Japan Research, and welcome to the ISS Proxy Bulletin podcast series. This installment, we will look back at recently concluded 2020 South Korea proxy season. And we say this every year, but it is worth repeating. Korea season has the most concentrated AGM season on Earth. Under the best circumstances, this tightly compacted meeting season presents tremendous challenges for proxy voters, and of course, also for our research team. While 2020 was far from the best of circumstances, it looks like Korea will still set the standard for meeting concentration, despite impacts from the global coronavirus pandemic. Joining me today from our Tokyo office is Candace Kim, the lead for ISS Korea research team. Candace will provide a wrap-up of this year's actions, most of which took place over a course of just a few weeks in March. So Candace, the Korea season is typically a chaotic dash for voters with concentrated schedules and wild controversies. This year, however, we had another factor at play, which is the coronavirus pandemic. So how was this year's proxy season as compared to that of 2019? And what impact did the outbreak have on the season?
Thank you, Warren. Well, in Korea, the spread of coronavirus outbreak grew exponentially from late February. In response to rising health and safety concerns, market regulators announced a one-month grace period that allowed companies to hold AGMs until end of April. By the time that the grace period was announced, however, it was too late to have a material impact on scheduled meeting dates, given that the companies had been preparing for their AGMs since December. So despite the regulators' response to the coronavirus outbreak, we saw meeting concentration levels that were in line with previous years. And by the time that actual meeting days arrived, however, the coronavirus outbreak in Korea was at its height. Any type of physical gathering was strongly discouraged. Shareholders were encouraged to use electronic voting system, but surprisingly, its usage rate remained under 10%. Individuals who chose to attend meetings in person were subject to temperature checks. In line with previous years, the majority of meetings were held over the last 7 working days of March. The highest number of meetings held in a single day topped 437 this year, compared to 345 in the previous year. While meetings generally took place as scheduled, the coronavirus outbreak explains in part why meetings were less contentious than what we had expected back in December and January.
I see. So I understand that the Korean National Assembly made some important resolutions related to the board of directors on the eve of the proxy season. Can you provide some color on this matter and explain its impact on the 2020 season?
Sure. In mid-January, the National Assembly unexpectedly passed resolutions that amended several key enforcement decrees that strengthened the independence and diversity of boards. These changes impacted the season in several ways. First, a new cap on the tenure of independent directors was imposed for the first time. For independent directors, the total number of years serving on a company's board can no longer exceed 6 years, or 9 years if the candidate also has board membership in affiliated companies. Directors with term remaining were excluded from this new standard. But the tenure limit impacted many incumbent outside director nominees who were scheduled to be up for re-election this year. As a result, some companies had to find appropriate replacement candidates over the course of just a few weeks. Coupled with the amendment in the enforcement decree of the Commercial Code, the Financial Service Commission also amended the regulation on the issuance and disclosure of securities. These new provisions require companies to disclose more information on directors, including any record of misconduct, reason for his or her nomination, the nominee's goal as a director, and the total compensation amount paid to all directors, as well as auditors in the previous year. So companies had to prepare for these abrupt changes in the matter of a few weeks. So it's not surprising to see higher level of meeting concentrations this season, despite the government's facilitation plans in the past years to disperse meeting dates. The long debate continues over whether to require companies to attach their auditor reports to their meeting circulars. At present, almost all listed companies have fiscal year end on December 31st. Currently, while annual reports are released before the AGM, it's often released only a week or so before the meeting date, and not at the same time as the release of the meeting circular. This is due to time required to perform the audit, the timing of corporate tax deadline, and the regulation on the timing of AGMs. Many companies have argued that this proposal would only stress the concentration further due to the necessity of meeting the tax submission deadline. This proposal did not pass and is still under review. For detailed explanation on this matter, please refer to our 2020 proxy season preview report. Lastly, an amendment was made to the Capital Markets Act requiring boards at all large companies to have at least one female director. This mandate will be effective from July of 2020.
Okay, let's move on to another topic. Last year, the Korean season produced large numbers of proxy contests and shareholder proposals. So on this front, what was the 2020 season like?
Well, to make the long story short, there were fewer high-profile contentious meetings compared to last year, and the number of meetings with shareholder proposals decreased to 22 from 26 in 2019. Activism from domestic institutional shareholders was quieter than expected, likely because the Korean National Pension Service took a step back. Since the adoption of the Korean Stewardship Code in 2016, the pension fund had increased its role as an active owner, which has encouraged more institutional investors to follow suit in 2019. In response, some companies had criticized NPS for, in their opinions, abusing its power. Critics questioned the fund's status as a quasi-governmental agency and its lack of expertise in executing its fiduciary duties. In anticipation of parliamentary election in April 2020, the pension fund maintained a rather neutral position. It refrained from taking high-profile actions, like submitting shareholder proposals, as it had in 2019. Arguably, this restraint influenced other domestic institution shareholders, who also scaled back their efforts. Nonetheless, there was some notable opposition to some directors' election when shareholders raised concerns. Specifically, there were several incumbent Chaebol executives who ran for re-election to their boards despite having been indicted or convicted of criminal charges. Citing these charges, some major pension funds and other investors voted against incumbent Chaebol executives, including Shin Dong-bin of Lotte Group, Cho Hyun-jun of Hyosung Group, Cho Hyun-bam and Cho Hyun-sik of Hankook Tire Group, as well as Lee Hae-chan of Daedim Group. Despite these protest votes over their material governance failures, these problematic directors gained enough support to secure their seats on these boards. And one small sign of progress, Lee Jae-yong of Samsung Electronics did not run for re-election on the board after the court again ruled him guilty of bribery.
Yeah, well, as far as the election results you just mentioned, it is not very encouraging, but not all that surprising either. What were some of the notable meetings in the season?
Han Jin-kao was in the spotlight again this year. The proxy contest between company management and an alliance of dissenting shareholders was, in fact, a family feud between brother Cho and sister Cho. To provide you a bit of background, in April 2019, Cho Won-tae, the only son of deceased Cho Yang-ho, became the new CEO of Han Jin-kao. Cho Hyun-a, his sister, publicly expressed her disapproval of her brother's newly assumed leadership of the group. Meanwhile, domestic activist fund Grace Holdings aggressively bought more shares in Hanjin Kel after they failed to submit shareholder proposals at the company's 2019 AGM. In December, Grace Holdings formed a co-shareholder alliance with Cho Hyuna and Daeho Developments. Then the dissident alliance submitted shareholders' proposals that included 7 new board candidates, raising concerns on the new leadership of Cho Won-tae. Grace Holdings argued that the current board of Hanjin Kel needs fresh blood to ensure independence from the founding family members. The dissident also argued that the current board needs directors with professional experiences who can contribute to enhancing operational performance. Hanjin Kel management countered that the current board under the new leadership is on track in executing necessary business improvements and highlighted their efforts in improving corporate governance over the past year. Rebutting the dissident's concerns on capital mismanagement, the board shared its plan to pay down debt by liquidating underutilized non-core assets. The management also argued that the dissident's proposed directors lack expertise in aviation industry. In the meantime, a labor union of Hanjin Kel initiated a vote no campaign against the dissident co-alliance, supporting the current management. Ultimately, all management proposed resolutions passed, and none of the proposals submitted by the dissidents gained sufficient support from the shareholders.
Okay, interesting. So the sister you mentioned, if I remember correctly, was involved in this infamous nut rage incident, wasn't she?
Yes.
In any case, so any other notable meetings?
Well, Samsung Electronics and Samsung Group is worth highlighting. The Supreme Court's ruling on the leader of Samsung Group, Lee Jae-yong, on bribery charges linked to his succession scandal attracted widespread attention throughout 2019. While his term on the board ended in the middle of 2019, management announced that JY would not be up for re-election at the 2020 AGM shortly after the Supreme Court reconfirmed the guilty verdict handed down by the lower court. The succession scandal continued to attract attention ahead of 2020 AGM, as the chairman of the board and other executives involved in alleged destruction of evidence related to succession scandal were also found guilty. Among those accused of being involved in the scandal, incumbent inside director and CEO of Samsung Biologics, Kim Tae-han, was up for re-election at the 2020 AGM. Financial regulators in 2018 ordered him to be dismissed from the board for alleged fraudulent accounting practices linked to the merger between Samsung C&T and Chael Industries. However, the court suspended the financial regulator's sanction in early 2019. While multiple pension funds exercised opposition votes against Kim's board membership at this year's AGM, Kim ultimately secured his seat on the board of the next 3 years. ISS will continue to monitor the progress of the court's rulings.
Okay, great. Thank you, Candace. That's it for our Korea Proxy Season Review podcast. Thanks to you, our listeners, and we hope you enjoyed this podcast. Watch your email for the next installment and send any feedback or questions to bulletin@issgovernance.com. Thank you again and goodbye for now.